Why are most people living a life of average, of mediocrity, of just pathetic, boring lives? I'm going to tell you, it's because they compromise. They continuously compromise on their goals and dream. You begin to compromise the goals and dreams that you have. You begin to negotiate them away. And I often wonder to myself why you would do this. You only get one run at life, you know. There is no second run. There is no trial run. If you think this is a trial run, my second time around, I'm really going to go all in. You're not. You're not. This is it. And so if you are here and you've got goals and dreams, why would you ever compromise?
We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline. We sleep in a little later. We miss a workout, then another. And without realizing it, one day you wake up and you've become something that you never would have allowed. Instead of strong, you are weak. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things. Things that shouldn't matter, but things that do.
What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that'll make you more and more effective every single day.
Look up. Look up and recognize that there is a way out. There is a path for you to take. And it's not an easy path. It takes courage and it's hard. But what is the other choice? What else can we do? Let the darkness completely consume us, be overtaken by temptation and vice? No, do not accept that. You can triumph over these dark forces. You can become better. You can be better.
But if you don't put yourself out here, if you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself and continue to procrastinate, most people go through life as volunteer victims. They go through life volunteering to be victims, giving excuses on why they're not pursuing their greatness, giving excuses on why they're not doing the things that they want to do, putting it off again and again and again, wasting valuable time. Life is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Time is very valuable, and it's very fragile. You've got to decide to do what you can right now, and don't delay. The major key to your taking charge of your destiny is you. It's you. And even though you might not have all the things going for you that you would like, you have the power within you. As you begin to develop your consciousness, as you hold the vision of what it is that you want to do, as you decide to answer this small voice within you, because as you respond to this voice that's telling you you ought to do this, the way will come, ideas will come to you. You will begin to attract things you need and things that you don't even know that you need right now.
Results is the name of the game. What other game is it? And I'm telling you, if you'll start with that, it's called the process of life change, and it doesn't matter how small the process is to start. One discipline starts it, and then one discipline feeds another, and the first thing you know, you've got this whole cycle in an upward positive motion, and it's called life change, it's called income change, it's called health change, relationship with your family change, equities unprecedented, that you can have in numbers that will stagger the imagination if you do not curse what's available and start amending what's possible to get the results that you want. I don't think I could put it in any better. He said, it's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. It's not what happens. What happens, happens to us all. He said, the key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do. And he said, if you will start that process of change, do something different the next 90 days than you did the last 90 days, like picking up the books to read. Do something different, like the new health disciplines, relationship with your family, whatever it is, doesn't matter how small it is. If you'll start doing different things with the same circumstances, since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves, we can change what we do.
For many people, the haunting begins the minute they wake up. Maybe they are fat or disabled, feel ugly, or are failing and overwhelmed at school or work, and it consumes them. Their obsession with their own imperfections and faults suffocates self-respect and submarines progress. And from the time they get out of bed until they are able to crawl back in that night, the only thing on their agenda is avoiding exposure and surviving another day in hell. When that's how you feel about yourself, it's impossible to see possibilities or seize opportunities. We have to learn to stop looking for a sign that the hard time will end. When the distance is unknown, it is even more critical that you stay locked in so the unknown factor doesn't steal your focus. The end will come when it comes. And anticipation will only distract you from completing the task in front of you to the best of your ability. Remember, the struggle is the whole journey. That's why you're out there. It's why you signed up for this race or that class or took the damn job. There is great beauty when you are involved in something that is so hard, most people want it to end. We can make any obstacle as big or small as we like. When you're climbing a mountain or involved in any other difficult task, the only way to free yourself from the struggle is to finish it. So why bitch about it when it gets hard? Why hope it will end soon when you know it will end eventually? When you complain and your mind starts groping for the eject button, you are not bringing your best self to the task, which means you are actually prolonging the pain. The hard chargers keep their heads down and hammer away. They've trained their minds to stay hard in those hard moments. They recognize the false summit for what it is and will always act as if they are nowhere near the top. Most people slow down and suffer on a steep trail, but slope and elevation are of no consequence to the hard charger. They keep their mind in attack mode until there are no more mountains to climb. And when they actually reach the top, they wish it had lasted a little bit longer. If you want to maximize minimal potential and become great in any field, you must embrace your savage side and become imbalanced, at least for a period of time. You'll need to funnel every minute of every single day into the pursuit of that degree, that starting spot, that job, that edge. Your mind must never leave the cockpit. Sleep at the library or the office. Hoop long past sundown and fall asleep watching film of your next opponent. There are no days off, and there is no downtime when you are obsessed with being great. That is what it takes to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do. Know that your dedication will be misunderstood. Some relationships may break down. The savage is not a socialized beast, and an imbalanced lifestyle often appears selfish from the outside. But the reason I've been able to help so many people with my life story is precisely because I embraced being that imbalanced while I pursued the impossible dream of becoming the hardest mother ever. That's a mythical title, but it became my compass bearing, my North Star.
It is one of the strange ironies of this strange life that those who work the hardest, who subject themselves to the strictest discipline, who give up certain pleasurable things in order to achieve a goal, are the happiest. When you see 20 or 30 people line up for a distance race in some meet, don't pity them. Don't feel sorry for them. Better envy them instead. Or a person who has never tested their self-discipline over a long period of time. It's hard to believe that giving up pleasure can lead to immense happiness. Living your life the hard way makes it easier. People who voluntarily expose themselves to challenges are more capable of handling unforeseen hardships. Moreover, giving up certain pleasures, such as unhealthy food and sitting all day in front of the TV, can lead to immense improvements in one's well-being. Maintaining a healthy weight and beneficial nutritional habits doesn't just lead to physical improvements. It also affects self-esteem, reduces the risk for depression, and improves your body image. Giving up on pleasurable things, such as spending money without control, can also help you avoid crushing problems in the future. Today, it might be inconvenient that you can't spend your entire salary, but tomorrow your savings can save you from bankruptcy or pay for an urgent medical intervention. Lastly, self-discipline is in itself a manifestation of your higher being and is connected with nobler strivings. A human being, reduced to its primal form, has little ability for self-control. Operating in scarcity mode and left to its own devices, your primal brain will stuff your body until you won't be able to walk. It will make you cheat on your partner with every passing stranger. It will assume that every step outside the comfort zone is a danger, and so you'll never grow. Exerting self-control is working against the dominance of your primal brain. You forego primal urges in order to reach bigger and more important goals or to cultivate values that are important to you. You can live your life in a way that is congruent with who you are as a deeply complex human being, not a mere animal with the ability to reason. This leads to experiencing a wide variety of experiences that life has to offer. Many of them are immensely more gratifying than merely satisfying the most basic human needs. Don't wait for tomorrow to do something you can do today. Have you been pondering starting on a new goal but are still procrastinating on it? Come up with the easiest, simplest, and quickest action you can take today to initiate momentum. If you want to stop eating sugar, eliminate all chocolate bars from your house or choose one day a week during which you won't eat sugar in any form. Take it from there, step by step. If you want to start exercising on a regular basis, do 3 push-ups and 3 squats now or any other super quick exercise. Tomorrow, do 1 more repetition. Find a more suitable workout once you establish the basic habit of some exercise, even if it's just a few push-ups a day. If you want to start saving money, take just $1 out of your wallet and put it in a jar. Yes, it won't change anything today, but if you add $1 for the next 3 months, you'll have saved $100 and established a habit of saving. There's no excuse to not take any of those simple actions now and finally break the chain of procrastination. Don't overthink it and don't obsess over the future. Take care of establishing a tiny habit today and take it from there.